And my final guest on the program this evening is the baritone Earl Coleman. He is the William and Isabel Curry Eminent Faculty Scholar Chair in Voice at Columbus State University. And
I did my bachelor's and two master's degrees there.
So tell me originally, where did you come from and how did you find your way to Mizzou? There's kind of two big questions bundled up there.
Well, I'm from Springfield, Missouri, and during my time in high school orchestra, Charles Emmons of the School of Music came and did a workshop with our orchestra and recruited me my junior year. So I came up and auditioned for the School of Music as a junior and was offered a scholarship after I graduated.
When you first sang, was it at home, in school, in church?
Well, actually, both my parents sang. My dad had sang professionally in the service, and my mom sang in church. They both were in church choirs. But I grew up playing piano, and my first real instrument after piano was violin. And I was playing violin in my high school orchestra when I was recruited. And I'd always accompanied choirs on the piano and played in orchestras and never sang. And then during my time at MU, I had tendonitis and couldn't play violin. I'd been concertmaster for 4 years there. And one of those years, I had to drop out for a semester, and I couldn't play piano or play violin, so I took voice lessons.
Reflecting back on your time here at Mizzou, you mentioned before we went on, Mike, that you were here for 15 years total. You earned the bachelor's and master's degrees in voice and violin while you were here. Did you live here after school?
Yes, I taught at Hickman High School and at Stevens College, and my first gig actually was teaching violin at what was then Christian College, which is now Columbia College. So I had a career teaching at Hickman and then at Stevens before I left. So a student and then faculty.
That is Earl Coleman. He is the William and Isabel Curry Eminent Faculty Scholar Chair in Voice at Columbus State University's Schwab School of Music. Did I get it all?
You did.
He's my guest this hour on Mizzou Music. Thinking back to the 15 years that you were here in Columbia, do any names jump out at you of people in the music community and with the School of Music who had an influence on you?
First and foremost was Charles Emmons. I came to MU. He was the director of bands at that time. In my first year, I worked as a librarian manager for Marching Mizzou. And then my sophomore year, he became chair of the music department, and I worked for him as librarian for the orchestra and worked in the music office. And looking back, the roles he gave me have led me into administration. There were very definitely links to how he set me up. Also, Wilna Morgan, who still lives in Columbia, was my piano teacher, who was a very strong influence on me. And then later, Charles Nick, who was theory teacher, and Virginia Pyle, Dr. Virginia Pyle, who really got my interest in voice.
What did Mizzou give you?
Well, one of the things it did was build character. I'm African-American and came to the University of Missouri in the fall of 1965. And that was the first year that they'd taken race off of dorm applications. Also, when I came to MU, they were still playing Dixie at the football games and flying the Confederate flag. And I had not experienced those things in my, you know, previous years. So going to Columbia was really like going back in time in many ways and having to deal with many things. Of course, during that time, Martin Luther King was also killed in the civil rights movement and the student movement. So it was really a time of building character as well, and bridging both the African-American and the Caucasian community in Columbia.
So you were in Columbia for 15 very significant years in terms of race relations in the United States. Were you able to be involved in extracurricular activities beyond your musicianship?
Yes, I was in a fraternity. And then I was also a member of the Legion of Black Collegians and also active in student activities.
Now, for folks who are not familiar, what does the Legion of Black Collegians do here on campus?
Well, it was a group that was founded, actually, by Mike Middleton, who was just really the interim president of the university, to give African American students a community, a union community, to deal with the racial and equality issues on campus. And the group is still very formative at MU.
Were there other African Americans in the School of Music at that time?
Yes, there were a few.
So you were at some level blazing new trails and being representative of a lot more, I would think.
Well, yes, especially in the orchestra, because I was concertmaster for 4 of my 5 years there. And that leadership role in the orchestra, which Mr. Emmons gave me, was really a conduit to what was to come later, because I knew I could do these things. I didn't have anyone telling me I couldn't do them.
My guest this hour has been Earl Coleman. He is the William and Isabel Curry Eminent Faculty Scholar Chair in Voice at Columbus State University's Schwab School of Music. And he has a bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Missouri Times, too, in voice and violin. Mr. Coleman, thank you for making the time to visit today.
Thank you, Trevor. I really appreciate it.